ओम शांति। सो टुडेज़ टॉपिक इज कंटेंटमेंट इज द ज्यूवल ऑफ ब्राह्मिन लाइफ। बाबा सेज कंटेंटमेंट इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल क्वालिटी फॉर द योगीज। कंटेंटमेंट इज लाइक अ फाउंडेशन of this Brahmin life. Contentment is a very beautiful decoration of Brahmin life. If I am contented in my Brahmin life, I will be happy with this Brahmin life. What is the definition of contentment? Baba says, contentment means to have acceptance. Whoever, whatever situations are there, I should accept them as it is. Sometimes we have lot of expectations from the people, lot of expectations with the situations, but I do not change anything or anyone. Accept them as they are. Contentment means to become a stable, unshakable. Because trivial situations comes in this life, and if I become disturbed, means I am unstable. And whenever I am unstable, I can't make right decision in my life. So contentment means to have that stability in my life. Contentment means to have a generous heart, a very big heart, which can accommodate everyone and everything, like Baba. Contentment means ignorant of all desires. Like in the world, when people have desire, they never ever able to fulfill that desires. In Hindi, we have very beautiful word. Desire means ichcha. Ichcha doesn't make you achcha. Achcha means good. Ichcha means desire. Like in the world, if you desire something, that desire won't fulfill. But when you become free from that desire, it will fulfilled. Yeah, of course, in this Brahman life, I have to have goal, aim. That is a pure desire, that I want to become like Baba, Bab Saman. But to reach that goal, if I am keep thinking that, oh, it is very difficult to reach that aim, it is very hard, no one has reached to that aim, those like a waste. And that doesn't help me in this life. Yes, good to have that goal, but without creating any waste, I have to have aim to reach to that goal. Yeah? So contentment means ignorant of the desires. I remember little story, you know, there was the one businessman, and this businessman had enough wealth, so much he accumulated in his life, that 10 generations can eat, that much wealth he had. But this businessman was little worried, that what my 11th generation will eat. Yeah, and because of that worry, he became ill. he became sick. Because first you can see sickness comes in mind and then it reveals in our body. Yeah, that's why they say that our face is the index of our mind. So when he became very, very sick, one of his friends suggested him, so nice to go and see. There was a one yogi he was visiting in that town at that time. If you go to see this yogi person, he will help you, give you some advice. So this businessman liked that idea very much. And he decided that one day to go to see this yogi person. And he could not go with empty hand. So he prepared very beautiful fruit basket. He took that basket with him and he went to see this yogi person. And when he reached there, the yogi was sitting in deep meditation. So he waited until he finished his meditation. And then he said to this yogi that I have brought today's lunch for you. And this yogi said, point out his finger and said, I already got my lunch for today. Yeah? So no need to worry about the lunch. I already got my lunch today. And then he had little realization. He was thinking that this yogi even is not thinking that what would happen tomorrow. Why am I thinking that what my 11th generation will eat? No need to think like that way. Yeah? So he had that deeper realization. And then yogi asked him question that if you have any problem, I'm happy to help you. And then this businessman said, I think I got the answer, whatever question I was going to ask you. No need. Yeah? So what I mean, sometimes people have lot of desires, mundane, worldly desires. That doesn't make them contented. Yeah? But contented soul would not have any worldly desires. Ignorant of the desires. Yeah? So if I want to inculcate that kind of contentment, what effort one has to make. And in Murli Baba also says, you my children are jewel of the contentment. And Baba wants to see all his children jewel of contentment. What is the definition of jewel of contentment? So Baba said in one Murli, to become a jewel of contentment, I need to make effort to claim 3 certificates from 3. First, I need to remain contented with myself. Second, I need to remain contented with others. Laukik, alaukik, everybody comes in others. And third certificate, I need to remain contented with God, Baba. When I claim these 3 certificates from 3, then Baba says, you children can become a jewel of contentment. So first is, how do I remain contented with myself? Because in Brahmin life you can see many little problems come. Sometimes big problems also comes. Yeah? At that time, we don't remain contented. Sometimes we become upset. Like give you example, that sometimes problems comes from our old sanskaras. Like when you come to Baba, at that time. Yeah, so much effort we make. Newness is there in our life. We don't walk, but feels like we are floating at that time. And because of lot of effort, we are very happy, very intoxicated. And after a while, what happens? Everything becomes like a routine. Then my effort becomes little slack. And when my effort becomes slack, whichever old sanskaras have merged, suddenly emerged. Yeah? And some Brahmins become a bit scared. And they think that, oh, I am so many years with Baba. How come all these old sanskaras emerge like that? Yeah, so sometimes test paper comes in a form of old sanskaras. But Baba said, don't become afraid if they emerged. Yeah, I need to use some yuktis at that time. Yeah, start thinking about your original, eternal sanskaras. Start thinking about my golden age sanskaras, my godly sanskaras, deity sanskaras. When I think about those sanskaras, automatically I will deal easily with my old sanskaras. Yes, sometimes you can see in this Brahmin life, test comes from others. Yes, sometimes people create some problems. So Baba says, just keep having good wishes for them. My good wishes will change them one day. Sometimes test paper comes from the body, matter. Sometimes body becomes sick. You want to make effort, but you can't make because body is not cooperating. Yeah? But Baba says, don't become afraid. Don't become upset. Remind yourself that I am settling my accounts. Some things I do through yoga power. Something I settle accounts through service. Some accounts I will settle through body. So this is a different way I can able to settle my accounts. No need to become upset. So whenever various test paper comes in front of me, at that time what happens? We lose our self-esteem, self-respect. And as soon as you lose your self-respect, what happens? We become upset. We become disturbed and we don't have very good thoughts for the self. Give you example, like two BKs are there. One BK is a very clever, very talented, very bright. Another one is not that clever. Yeah? So sometimes this one will compare with the other one. Yeah? And then this person will think that, oh, that one is so good, so nice, so talented. I don't have any talents in my life. I don't know why Baba has chosen me. Sometimes this kind of thoughts comes. And because of those waste thoughts, I lose my self-esteem. Yeah? The losing self-esteem, the seed of losing self-esteem is comparison, competition. And because of that, jealousy comes. Feeling of revenge comes. So when I become free from all those negative emotions, then I can able to build up my self-respect. And when my self-respect is okay, nobody can make me discontented. So how do I build up my self-esteem in my Brahmin life? So Baba says, best method to build up my self-esteem is churning knowledge. Knowledge is a light. When I imbibe knowledge in my life, gives me lot of might. Knowledge is like a mirror. I can see myself very, very clearly in that mirror. Knowledge is like an ointment. Makes me free from any kind of pain and sorrow. So when I understand the importance of the knowledge, then we churn the knowledge. I remember little stories written in Indian mythology. I think some of you know, when you read Sakar Murli, Baba always mentions in Sakar Murli that one day deities, means good ones, good people, and devils, bad ones, yeah, both have decided to churn the ocean. And it was a huge task to churn the ocean. Yeah? Somehow they managed. And after working hard, yeah, when they were churning the ocean, do you know what first thing emerged from the ocean? It was a poison. Yeah? When poison emerged from the ocean, nobody wanted. Not deities, not devils. Yeah? So that poison was offered to God. God accepted that poison. And again they started doing this hard work of churning the ocean. And then very beautiful things emerged from the ocean. That was the nectar, Lakshmi, 9 jewels, which everybody wanted. Yeah? So this is little story of our life. Yeah, when we start churning the ocean of knowledge, imagine what first thing emerged. Yeah? Vice thoughts, negative thoughts, vicious thoughts is like a poison. Yeah? And sometimes Baba's children become afraid. How come all these things emerge? But Baba says, children, don't be afraid. If the poison emerges, you give it to Baba. Yeah, because our memorial is there in Bhakti. Yeah? And now we have right over Baba. Yeah? So give that thing with that right to Baba. And Baba will take all those things. But keep churning ocean of knowledge. Eventually, beautiful things will emerge. Good points will emerge. Yeah? So when I use this method of churning Gyan, with that method, I can able to build up my self-esteem. I think we all have experience. Whenever we churn Baba's knowledge, we become quite intoxicated. Yeah? We become quite happy. Yeah? And whenever we have wise thought, how do we feel? Yeah? End of the day, you can see, if you don't do much physical work, but end of the day, we all become very tired, exhausted. Because wise thoughts takes away my energy. And good thoughts gives me lot of energy, lot of power. Yeah, so best method to build up the self-esteem is churning knowledge like that. Yeah? Sometimes Baba says, when we read Baba's Murli, no one can remember the whole Murli. Yeah? But you can just choose some of the titles from the Murali. Yeah? And throughout day, you can remind yourself, today Baba has given me this title. And throughout the day, when I become the embodiment of those titles, that also gives me lots of power. And I can able to build up my self-esteem. Sometimes Baba says, you remember some blessings, like whenever you meet to Daddy. Yeah? We always receive the blessing cards from Daddy, Didis. Yeah? Sometimes whenever special occasion is there, like a Rakhi festival, Diwali is there. Yeah, we always receive blessings. So good to remember those blessings, because blessings aren't ordinary words. They are words from God. Very, very powerful words. Yeah? So when I think about those blessings, blessings will give me lot of strength and power. Early days, I remember some of you might have personal meetings with Baba. Because when we came in Gyan, I came in Gyan around 70. Yeah? And at that time, Baba used to come. In Baba's room, you have seen in Panda Bhavan, Baba's room. Yeah, at that time only half size room is there. Now they made double room. Yeah, so Baba used to come in Baba's room in History Hall. Yeah, Daddy used to sit on cushion on the floor and we all would sit in front of Daddy. Yeah, and then Baba would come. Yeah, but now it's quite different. No personal meeting. Everything is in general. Yeah? So, some of you had experience of the personal meeting with Baba. Whatever blessing you have received from Baba, good to remember those blessings. And good to keep all those blessings handy somewhere. And like sometimes what happened when we receive beautiful blessing card, we put it away somewhere. And whenever I want, I can't find out. Yeah? I remember there was one brother who still is in Gyan last 25 years. And he has created little exhibition of the all the blessing which he received in 25 years in his life. Yeah? And that exhibition was in his room. Yeah, and he was sharing his experience and said to me, sister, whenever problems come or I become little upset, I don't go here or there or anywhere. I straight go to my room and start reading all those blessings. It takes me half an hour. But after reading blessing, when I come out from the room, I feel very contented. And happy and intoxicated. Yes, so that's the magic is there in Baba's blessing. So those blessings also helps me to build up my self-respect. Sometimes Baba says the music is also elevate my mood. Yeah, if you are feeling little down, yeah, Baba says, you start listening Baba's music. Music also helps me a lot. And again, I can able to build up my self-respect. Yeah, sometimes you can see quite severe storm comes in mind. Outside, we know whenever storm comes, we can handle it quite well. But whenever it comes in my mind, what should I do? So Baba says at that time, just little while you leave that place, people, whoever around you, go for walk. Yeah, half an hour. When you go for walk, you start thinking whatever is bothering to you. And after 30-40 minutes when you come back, you feel lot better. Yeah? So different situations will come. But I need to use some yukti so I can get mukti from them. Yeah, I can become free from them. Yeah, because no one is free from problems. Some people live in a family, household. Maybe problems will come according to the household level. We are living in center. Center level problems comes. Yeah? But I need to use some yukti, some methods. So at least I can become free. And I can build up my self-esteem. And I can look after myself. Because if I am not happy, contented, I can't make others happy or contented. Yeah? So, first my priority is looking after myself. Because sometimes some mothers I see, they are so busy. They have to look after their family, children, husband, household things. Then they have to go to work and they forget looking after the self. Yeah? But no. First my priority is looking after myself. It's not being selfish. It's being looking after yourself. If I am happy, positive, powerful, calm, yeah, then others, I can help them very easily. Yeah? Second area is, how do I remain contented with others? It's still quite easy to look after the self, right? But not easy to look after others. Whatever you do for others, somehow they don't become happy. They don't remain contented. Yeah? So how do I remain contented with others? What actually others want from me? Actually, you can see others, they don't want any material things from you. But only one thing they expect from us is keep giving them regard and respect. If they are senior than you, give them respect and regard. If they are junior than you, give them lots of love. With this method, you can make them contented. But sometimes what happens, we make little mistake here. You know, while giving them respect, regard, we start counting. And we think that, oh my God, I have given 10 times regard and respect to that one. He hasn't given me even once. Yeah? So what happened when I start counting like that? Then I don't experience the reward of my good karma. Yeah? Rather than counting, Baba says, keep doing good actions. And the law of karma says, if I perform good actions, definitely I am going to get the reward of my good karma. Yeah? So good to remind yourself the karma philosophy. Then others will become happy and contented with me. Give them lots of good wishes. Doesn't matter whatever nowadays souls are doing, not to correct them. Yeah? But just send good wishes, good vibrations. And our good wishes will change them one day. Those good wishes have lots of power. I share one little example of my life. One day I was somewhere in one of the country. And there was one mother. She used to come every day to our center. Because she has taken lots of benefit from Gyan and Yoga. But somehow her husband, who brought up in this Western country, he wasn't that much spiritual at all. He didn't like this Raj Yoga. In beginning was okay, but later on he wanted to stop his wife to go to center. So he started creating few problems. I met him few times. So one day his wife came to center without telling him. And he found out. And they had quite big fight. And the husband was very angry. And we all know when person are in anger, person will speak without thinking. So because of that anger, he said lot of bad thing about center, lot of bad thing about me, everything. And then his wife thought that if my husband says any bad thing about me, I don't mind to tolerate. But when he says bad thing about center and sisters, I can't tolerate it. So she rang the aid center. What should I do in this situation? So I said, don't worry. Why your husband is doing like that? Because he doesn't know the truth. The day when he realizes the truth, he will be very good. So start sending good wishes, pure feelings to your husband rather than thinking negative way. And I explained myself also that I will have good wishes for that soul. So whenever we have very special program at center, I used to call him and invite him with so much love, good feeling. And this person used to hate me, He would not speak nicely over phone with me. And then I explained myself, it's okay. I am not doing anything wrong. I'm doing good karma. And I'll keep doing good karma. So it was continue like this till 6 months. And after 6 months, this person one day had deeper realization. He was thinking that this sister is so good, so nice with me. But I am the one is not behaving nicely. Something is wrong in me. I don't know where these people get this kind of power. So he asked his wife that I want to come to your center to find out where these people get the power. And then she brought him to center. And he had some wrong impressions about the BKs. So I sat down and helped him to sort out that wrong impressions. And then I encouraged him to come and do the 7 days course. And he was sitting in Baba's house. Such a pure, positive vibes were there. He couldn't say no. And next day he started doing this 7 days course. And I remember when I was giving him final lesson, he nearly cried. And he said, sister, I feel so bad inside. Whatever I said, whatever I did about the BKs, what should I do? And I said, brother, don't worry. Whatever was happening, we never had bad feelings for you. We always thought you will be fine one day. So what I mean, when I have good wishes, pure feelings for anyone, my good wishes always reach to the people. But it's not like an overnight process. I need to remain bit patient and tolerant. Then our good wishes Baba always send wherever I want to send. That's what Baba says, now it's time. to give sakash to the people. Yeah, and our sakash will help the soul lords, because the world is so big, we can't reach everywhere. I need to help everybody through this sakash, through this current. I remember I had one experience of this sakash in my life, how this works, you know, in our life. Just few years back, Daddy is supposed to go to Hong Kong. Yeah, because Sindhi, lot of Sindhi walas there, they organized many programs in Hong Kong. Yeah, and during that time, Daddy could not go because her health wasn't very good. So her program postponed. So Daddy sent Jenti Ben, yeah, that you go and do all my program. Yeah, so Jenti Ben first came to Philippines. I was there in Philippines at that time. Yeah, and somehow Jenti Ben fell down. Yeah, so she hurt her back. So she couldn't do any program. And she took me to Hong Kong with her and said, look, Sister Bhavna, now I have to fly back to London and fix up my back. Because she tried few different things, not working that much, you know. So she said, I had to go back to London. Now, all these programs, quite few programs were organized. And she said, now you look after this program. And I was thinking, my God, they are expecting Daddy. And now Jenti Ben, is not doing. Now how can they become happy with me, you know? Just few thoughts were there in my mind, you know. How am I going to manage, you know? And then Daddy and Jenti Ben, yeah, both gave me very good advice. They said, whenever you do any program, first you invoke Baba. Yeah? And then you do the program. And we will send you sakash for the program. Yeah? In 4 days, I stayed in Hong Kong and tried to manage to do all those different programs. And Baba gave me such a beautiful experience. Yeah? After Daddy's advice, I never ever felt anything like that. No waste thought. Yeah? And whole program went quite nicely and smoothly. Yeah? So what I mean? We all have to work like that. People are so sad, unhappy. They are suffering so much. So when I give them my good wishes, pure feelings, sakash, it will reach them. And they will experience those powerful vibrations. Yes, so with that method, I can able to look after others. And others will remain contented with me. Now third area is, how do I remain contented with Baba? Yeah? Because sometimes we do have lot of expectations from Baba. Yeah? Baba, after coming to you, I have renounced so many things. So you have to do this thing for me. Yeah? We give quite long list to Baba. Yeah? In bhakti, I remember, whenever devotees, they go in front of God, yeah, they used to take quite long list. And every morning, evening, they remind God what to do for them. Yeah? And here, Baba is the one who has the wise intellect. You don't need to remind Baba every day. Like in this world, if someone says same thing 3 times, we don't like to listen, right? We tell to that person, you already told me 3 times. How many more are you going to tell me? Yeah? And Baba, who has a wise intellect, we don't need to tell Baba again and again. Yeah? So sometimes we have have lot of expectations that Baba should do this for me. But we say very royal way. In bhakti, we just said, just like that. Yeah? But I remember in bhakti, the real devotee, they would not go in front of God with big list. Yeah? Real devotee will only ask one thing from God. Do you know what one thing he would ask from God? He would say, "Hey God, give me good intellect. If I have good intellect, then I can able to perform good actions in my life." Yeah? And my good actions will give happiness to many people. In India, we have little example of the one of the saint. It says Kalidas. When he was little, he didn't have much intellect. He was absolutely buddhu. Yeah? I give you example how buddhu he was. Yeah? One day he was chopping the branch of the tree. Same branch he was sitting and chopping the branch. Yeah? He didn't realize if branch will fall, he will fall. Yeah? So that much buddhu he was. And because of not much intellect, his friends and family members were making lot of fun out of him. Comments. Yeah? And one day he became tired, sick up of this funs and comments. But he was a great devotee of Mahakali. You know the Mahakali, destroyer of the evils. Now Navratri time, they remember all these different goddesses. One is Mahakali also. So one day he went in front of Mahakali and he said to Mahakali, "Hey mother, give me good intellect. I don't want anything. If you're not going to give me good intellect, I will chop my head in front of you." And he was nearly going to chop his head. He had the vision of Mahakali. Yeah? And Mahakali gave him good intellect. And then he became a great scholar of the Sanskrit language. He had written many, many scriptures. Yeah? And he became a true Kalidas. Yeah? So Baba says, true devotee only asks one thing from God, is a good intellect. Yeah? But sometimes when we do heart-to-heart chit-chat with Baba, we ask many things from Baba. Yeah? Lot of expectations we have. Yeah? And Baba is quite happy to help us all different ways. Yeah? But it should be both way traffic. Yeah? What I say, Baba can fulfill my pure desire. But what Baba is saying, I should be also fulfilling Baba's desires. When both ways is there, then life becomes very, very enjoyable. Yeah? Like in bhakti, what they do, devotees constantly talk to the God. Yeah, he doesn't give God chance to say anything. Only devotee speaks. But in Dhyan, we talk, we give chance to Baba to speak. So both way conversation is there. Yeah? When both way conversation is there, then it becomes more interesting. Yeah? So to please Baba, what I have to do? What Baba expect in his children? Baba is a Bholanath, Lord of innocence. Baba doesn't want anything from his children. Yeah, but one thing Baba expects from his children. If we fulfill that one part, then Baba will be contented with us. In path of devotion, I remember that Indian bhakti especially, yeah, they have lots of gods and goddesses. Yeah, do you know how many gods, goddesses Bharatvasi has? 330 million gods and goddesses they remember. I was somewhere, one of the country I was traveling, and they organized little program in a temple. So I went to attend program, and after program, there was one Indian couple came to see me, and they said that, "Sister, in this country, we have built very beautiful house, and we have deep desire that you can come and visit our house." Because in bhakti, that's what they believe. Like if any yogi person comes in your house, all bad vibes will go away, good vibes will come into the house. So they invited me. So I said, "No problem, I will come to your house." So next day, this couple came, picked me up from the center. They took me to their house. Very beautiful house was there. Yeah, they took me each and every room. And at last they brought me in one room. And that one was their puja room, worshipping room. Yeah, so many idols, photos, deities were sitting there. Yes, I was watching all of them very, very carefully. Not 330 million, but quite close. Yes, so many photos and everything was there. And when I was watching them very carefully, the owner of the house, the brother, came and he asked me a question. "Tell me, sister, amongst all this God, which God do you remember in your meditation?" So, I said, just somehow some words emerged in my mouth. I said, "Oh my God, here only children are there. I can't see the father here." Yeah, something like that I spoke. And then this brother became surprised. He said, "Sister, what do you mean that there is no father, only children are they here? Who is the father?" And then I said that incorporeal Father Shiva, Shiv Baba, is the father of all those deities. So I can't see the Shivlingam in your puja room. And then he said, "Sister, I do have father." I said, "Where is it? I can't see him here." He said, "Father is sitting outside the house." Because in Indian bhakti, what they do on Shivlingam, every day they have to pour the water, milk, yeah, lot of things they have to pour on Shivlingam. And they can't keep inside because inside all carpet and everything is there, become dirty. So they keep outside the house. So they can pour quite easily. Yeah. So anyway, I didn't say anything to this brother, you know. But I was just thinking that, look Baba, in path of knowledge, how Bholanath you are, we are experiencing very well. But in bhakti, you are also very so Bholanath. You kept all your children so nicely in beautiful room, and you are sitting outside the house. Yeah? So anyway, I didn't say anything to this brother. But that evening, I had program in one of the other place where I supposed to speak on God. Yeah? So I made sure that this couple can come and attend this program, that evening program. Yeah? And then they said, yes, they will come and attend this program. Yeah? And then they came to the program. They heard that the Shiv Baba is the highest on high father. Yeah? He's the father of the all prophets and deities. They heard all these things. And when they came home, what they did? They took Shiv Baba from outside to inside. They brought him inside. Yeah, because they realized that he is the highest on high father. And we kept him outside the house, which is not very good. Yes, so they brought him inside the house. Now next day, again, they have to offer, you know, this milk and water, and they became confused. How do we do this thing? Yeah? So they rang me to the center and they asked me this question. And I said, look, brother, you have offered enough water and milk. And because of your offering, God has become very, very pleased with you. And he has sent me to give you the good news that now he is here to offer nectar of knowledge on you. Why don't you accept this knowledge? Yeah? And then they came to center. Then they did this course, 7 days course. And slowly, slowly they became Baba's children. Yeah? So wherever they have this puja room, bhakti room converted into Baba's room. Yeah? Before Baba was outside, deities were in. Later on, Baba came in. You can imagine, and all these other things, they gave away to different people. So what I mean, Baba is Bhola Nath. Because each and every devotees, they have worshipped Shiv Baba. And they realize that Shiv Baba is the one who becomes pleased, contented very easily. Yeah? And which we have experienced at this time. So how do I make contented Baba at this time? What Baba is expecting from me? Yeah? So Baba only expects one thing from his children. That is honesty. If I have honest heart, honesty is there, then Baba will be very, very happy with me. That's why we hear in the Murli what Baba says, Master is always pleased with an honest heart. Whom do you call honesty? What is the definition of honesty? Honesty means transparency. Whatever I am in, I am out. Like some people you can see in this world, they have double kind of personality. Yeah, inside, they are not that good. Yeah, but superficial level. Externally, they are so good, so sweet, so nice. But internally cunning. Yeah, so know that kind of personality. That's why in bhakti they say, that Krishna called one of the devil. He killed one of the devil. That is called Bakasur. Yeah, Bakasur means those who have this double personality. Honesty means transparency. Yeah, whatever I am in, I am out. Then I have truthful heart. Honest heart. Then Baba will be very, very happy, contented. That's why we say Baba's praise. Baba is a Dilwala. Baba is a Dilaram. Dilruba. Yeah, comforter of the heart. One who takes your heart. One who gives rest, comfort to your heart. Yeah? Baba sees whatever is in your heart. Not here. Heart. So when I make my heart very, very truthful, honest like that, then my Baba will be very contented, happy with me. Yeah? So if I receive 3 certificates from 3, yeah? First certificate I need to receive from myself. I need to become contented with myself, and the method I need to use for that is self-respect. Yeah? When I build up that self-respect, I'll be happy with myself. And if I am happy, I make others happy. Second area is remaining contented with others. Which method I need to use for that? Giving respect, regards to everyone. Daddy was saying the other day, we met Daddy Janki. Daddy says, now is time. Doesn't matter whatever souls are doing, just give them love and respect. That's what people want. And nowadays we see again the Baba, what Baba is doing. Yeah, teaching part is over now. Yeah, Baba is giving lot of love to the children. Lots of respect. Yeah, that's why Baba is making children very happy. So if we use this method, those who are senior than me, give them regard, respect. If they are junior than me, give them lots of love, good wishes, pure feelings. Yeah, then others will remain contented with me. And third area is Baba. How do I remain contented with Baba? Keeping truthful heart, imbibing that deeper level of honesty. Then my Baba will also remain contented with me. So if I do this little practice in my practical life, then I will become a jewel of contentment. Yeah? And when I remain like that, when I become a jewel of contentment, then I remain constantly happy and double light. Yeah? That's why in the world, very popular saying is there that happiness is the best nourishment. Yeah? Okay? Om Shanti.
अपने सुकर्मों के बलकार ही सतयुग में तुम